Only the best will do for mom. So make Whole Foods Market your Mother's Day destination. Shop the floral department for vibrant blooms like tulips, orchids, peonies, and expert-crafted bouquets. Then head to the wellness and beauty department and give mom a spa-like experience with scented candles and more. And if you're hosting brunch or dinner, order flavorful Whole Foods Market catering by May 9th. Celebrate Mother's Day with Whole Foods Market in store and online.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Reports from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, who have warned that people who are now in their 20s, 30s and 40s are going to end up footing the bill for Ireland's growing number of retirees, and that that bill, depending on their income, could be as much as €2,500 per person. For a reaction to this, we're joined by Cormac Lucy, economics columnist at the Sunday Times, and also Harry McCann, journalist and master's student in DCU. Cormac, can you explain to us how this expenditure, how this bill is going to land on the younger generation?
Hi, Anton. Basically, the public pension scheme is not like a private sector pension scheme. In other words, when you make your contribution today, it doesn't go into a fund to be available to you when you retire. Rather, it pays for people who paid in years ago. It pays today's outgoings for pension payments. And that, you know, it's kind of like a Ponzi scheme in that respect. But that worked as long as the balance of workers and pensioners remained largely stable. And what's happened over the last 20 years and is forecast to continue over the next 20 years is that there will be ever more pensioners drawing money out of the system and an unchanging or maybe slightly declining number of workers paying money into the system. So the fundamental fragility of the financing of the system is going to be exposed by an aging society. And that is going to cause a gap, which will either have to be funded. It'll have to be funded by the state and by society in some fashion, or people will have to be paid less in pensions.
And Cormac, the shifting of that Ponzi scheme, as you describe it, the increase of the people who are of pensionable age, is that because there are fewer people in the younger generation, or that the people who are aging are living longer and therefore that cohort is drawing money for longer than would have been the case 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, it's a negative consequence of a good news story, namely expanding life expectancy. Just on the second explanation, is it because there are fewer young people? Actually, the workforce in Ireland has never been larger. We've got 2.5, 2.6 million people at work. That's the highest number we've ever had working in the history of the state. So it's really a case of, on average, we're all living considerably longer. If you look at the last 50 years, life expectancies have grown by between 15 and 20 years. So that's an awful pension withdrawal burden to put onto the system, and some changes are going to have to be made if the system isn't going to collapse under the weight of it.
And presumably one of the key changes that could be made is delaying the point at which you get given the gold watch, move it from 66 to 67 or even 70.
Correct. And, you know, the government did this when they moved from 65 to 66. The previous government had put in place legislation to move that out to 67. Fianna Fáil campaigned against that, and one of the things that this government has done is it has reversed and walked back that decision to extend the pension age to 67. There were a few statements a month or two ago where they issued a paper discussing this whole area, and they were indicating that they would not be extending the pension age to 67, that instead they were going to have a kind of a mixed model where people would be encouraged to work beyond 67 on the basis that they would defer drawing down their pension, but they'd get a bigger rate of pension payment when they then eventually did retire. I think that's tinkering around. Personally, if it was down to me, I think it would be right to extend the pension age to better match the growth in life expectancy. You know, life expectancies have gone up by 15 years. The pension age has gone up by 1 year. That necessarily imposes a huge funding problem on the system.
One guesses, though, that it would be a brave government who would turn to the demographic that votes the most and tell them, we're going to make you spend more time in work.
Yeah, but politicians have to do something more than tiptoe around and hide behind the sofa. You know, they're paid to deal with these big questions. And there's a huge mismatch between life expectancy growth and the rise in the pension age. The other thing is, like my late father was a doctor, he often had patients consulting him, you know, should they take early retirement? It is good for people, health-wise, to work longer. It keeps them engaged with society. It keeps their minds active. It keeps them physically active. So the whole notion that we should be aiming, that it should be an individual's aim in life to sort of walk away from work and put their feet up and relax, I think that's a mistaken model. We should be aiming for more active people longer in life and develop them more fully and expand the potential that they have and help, more to the point, help them expand their own potential for themselves.
Harry McCann is with us as well. He's a journalist and master's student in DCU. Harry, how do you react to the prospect of having to reach into your pocket to the tune of $2,500 to pay for people to retire at 66?
Yeah, I'm not particularly happy about it, Anton. I think because it's so unnecessary, I think as Cormac has rightly said there, you know, there's a clear solution to this problem, which is to increase the pension age. As he said, our life expectancy has increased over recent years, and we're now living longer. We're living to 82.6 years of age, apparently. And I just can't understand why we're pushing for people to retire younger and put more of a burden on the system when people are more than able to work longer. And as Cormac said, studies show time and again, the people who work longer actually live longer. So I think what's frustrating about this is it's just unnecessary. And it just seems like, once again, we're being used as scapegoats to be taxed because the government are afraid to make a decision, which, as Cormac said, they're being paid to do.
Although, Harry, is that looking at it through a very white-collar lens? Because if you're doing a very physical job, if you're digging ditches, if you're swinging hammers, by the time you get into your mid to late 60s, you might relish the prospect of not having to keep doing it.
Yeah, look, and that's a fair point, but I think the world of work is changing now. You know, there's fewer people than ever before actually doing those labour-intensive jobs. I think if you look at it, especially since COVID now, a lot of people are actually working from home. They're not even leaving their homes to go into the office. So I think what we probably need to look at here is reframe how we're working and how we look at work as a concept. I think what we're saying here now is that people can live longer, they're healthier, we're much healthier than we were before, so we're actually capable of doing that. And I think what we're doing here is trying to fill a gap, whereas actually we could just progress things forward, you know, increase allow people the option to work longer, not to be putting into contracts that people have to retire at 65, allow them the option to work longer and take a little bit of pressure off the system, and then obviously put us in a situation where we don't have to be taxing people more and more.
There's a lot of text coming in around a mood that suggests we did our bit, now it's your turn. So, for instance, the older generation did a fair bit of supporting their elders when they were young. They built homes, they built families. That's how society works or has worked to date. The young will grow old if they are lucky and should be careful what they wish for and with what they choose to dismantle. So what of that, Harry? This is effectively a social contract. The older generation has done their bit. Now you cough up.
Yeah, I don't buy into it, Anton, to be honest with you. And a lot of people disagree with me, but that's not a contract I remember signing, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that just because things were always tough for people in the past and they always had to look after their elders doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be put in a position now where we're making sacrifices just because they did. I think what we have to do is look at the bigger picture here and the overall benefit to society. And the simple matter of the fact is that people are living longer, they're healthier, and they can afford to work longer, and they should do so. They shouldn't be putting a pressure on the next generation just because they feel that they've an entitlement to it. And as I said, a lot of people disagree with me on that, but I said it's a social contract I don't remember signing, and I certainly won't be signing now willingly.
Well, a lot of people on that thing of the different types of work you might be doing, text saying, easy to say if you're sitting in an office every day. How would a nurse on her feet all day doing physical work 40 plus hours a week cope? I've seen more nurses in their 40s, said the texter, with wrecked backs, varicose veins, etc. So what of that?
I think it's the option, though. I think this is what this has come back to as well, is the option to retire. So a lot of people have in their contracts now that it's mandatory that they retire at 65, whereas what we should be doing is actually allowing people the option to work longer. Because if you are in an office job, if you're sitting down all day, if you're behind a desk, it's much easier. So we're not saying, I'm personally not saying that everybody should have to work longer. What I'm saying is that they should have the option to do so, to take pressure off the system.
But hang on, the option doesn't relate to the state pension. This isn't a matter of when do I get to draw my pension. That I can continue to work to 70 if I want to, but draw it at 66.
Yeah, but I think if we increase the estate pension by a year or two, I just don't think that's going to put as much pressure on as people are making it out to be. You know, an extra year, an extra 2 years, I can't see how it's going to make a huge difference. The proposal was that by 2036, I think it was, or 2038, that the age would be up to 68. I can't see why we can't do that now. As I said, we're living to 82.6 years of age, apparently, and we're only going to live longer. So adding an extra year or two to that overall, I can't see adding too much burden to people's lives.
Cormac Lucy, I got a text saying, I'm paying 50k a year in taxes. I do not want to work any longer. This notion that says that it is only work that keeps one mentally and physically active. Presumably there are a lot of people who feel, I'd like to hit 66 and get flexibility to do a whole range of things that will keep me societally engaged, keep me intellectually active, keep me busy, but not necessarily keep me strapped to my desk or to my shovel.
That's fair enough. And, you know, it'd be better if people have the choice. No question. But I agree with Harry that people should certainly have the option to continue working beyond 65 or 66. Personally, if you look at Warren Buffett, you know, he's working into his 90s, the big American investor. Now, you know, he's not working on a hospital ward, moving people in and out of beds, or doing heavy physical work with concrete blocks. But increasingly, society is moving away from the hard physical labour jobs. So increasingly, it is becoming a possibility for people to contemplate working longer. And they don't need to be working in their 60s with the same intensity that they were working in their 40s or indeed in their 20s. But it is better if they do keep engaged. I work from home a lot. I find it hard to keep my shoulder to the wheel and to keep myself focused at work. So if you have an external stimulus, an external requirement to turn up at such an hour and do a few hours work, I think that's helpful. Even though we might like to dream that we'll be able to self-motivate ourselves to keep doing things and take up active pastimes. When push comes to shove, we may fail to push ourselves out of bed. We may just lie in a bit extra. We may just watch more Netflix. We may just adopt a sedentary lifestyle that really isn't going to be that good for us.
You mentioned at the start the onus on politicians to grasp this kind of nettle. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council obviously just provides analysis rather than recommendations. So they have said if you don't increase the pension age, it could be a €2,500 bill for middle income workers in later years, but they haven't suggested what policy response there should be. Do you think the government will now be pushed into action by virtue of this report?
No. The report, the Fiscal Advisory Council is a bit like the old advertisements that the Health Education Authority used broadcast, where they were advising you to drink less alcohol, eat more fruit and vegetables and less fatty foods. And it's kind of background noise for individuals regarding their diets, and it's kind of background noise for government when their primary preoccupation in forming the budget will be Sinn Féin coming up the inside track, overtaking them. And their primary focus in the budget, my guess, will be to position themselves politically as best they can to compete with Sinn Féin. And the Fiscal Advisory Council report, sadly, will not be uppermost in their minds as they make those budgetary decisions.
Cormac, thank you. That's Cormac Lucy, economics columnist at the Sunday Times. And before him, Harry McCann, journalist and DCU student.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.